to my lovely kings and queens. Grand Rising, how are y'all doing on this lovely Thursday? Happy heavenly birthday to my father. He would have been 72 today. So we're going to start off with that. Today? Okay, so I've been trying to mind my business with this situation for a minute since they started talking about it. If you hear any noises around, I'm in the car letting it warm up. It is cold. I have to get out in these streets this morning. This situation with Alec Baldwin and this prop gun thing. Okay, so the information that I have seen has been pissing me off because a few people that I've seen talk about what's going on have been beating around the bush, and it's just bothering my spirit, and I honestly shouldn't care about it, but I mean, I'm human, so here we are. But so apparently the armor that got this gun together for Alec Baldwin, allegedly they're trying to say she did not know the difference from a real bullet from a fake bullet in this gun. Okay, correct me if I'm wrong, but ma'am, with you being, or whatever you identify as, he, she, they, them, okay, you've been on armor, you supposed to know what's real, what's fake, how much this weighs, what it's supposed to look like, or maybe I'm just overstepping my boundaries, little old civilian me, but I'm just saying, like, if I have a job, and you got one job, okay? You got one job. You got to make sure that everything in this production in your department is supposed to flow well. And you only got one job. Make sure the weapons are clear, okay? But my thing is that the gun went through multiple channels before it even got to Alec Baldwin. So I honestly feel like some type of way that this was a setup. I don't know if per se it was a setup for him, or it was a setup for the production, or somebody did not get paid enough, or what. So a few people are claiming sabotage, which me personally, of course. I don't know who they strongly dislike. That's not my business or whatnot. It's just how we drop the ball like that. How did we as a unit on a movie set drop the ball, okay? And that's some, me personally, I don't want to blame it on Alec Baldwin, and I'm not, because most of the time these actors honestly have no idea what's going on the set beside what is in the script, and that is it. Their only job is to know your lines, know what you're supposed to do in the scene, and that is it. Once that director screams action, you're supposed to go into full play, and that's it. And from some of the things that I've seen with actors and with some of the productions that they go through with doing some of these movies, most of the time, the actor themselves does not get to touch any of the props that they get to use until it's actually time to do the scene. 9 times out of 10, you honestly, sometimes you don't even know who you're acting with until you get to the scene. So it really depends. It's like a lot of things that go into making sure some shit like this don't happen. And the fact that it did happen is completely what's shooting me through the roof. Because this man is, he might allegedly, I really don't know how he feels, because they honestly, they really haven't talked too much about how he's feeling or really how he's doing for that much. But right now, what they're really trying to do is damage control. They're really just trying to do their best with making sure he's not blamed for this mishap. They're really trying to blame the armor and then a gentleman that was working in a close vicinity with her. I don't know. I'm gonna be real. It's a lot of shit that's gonna start happening. And it's not just with this situation right here. It's a whole lot of shit that's about to start popping off. And a lot of people are not gonna have control over it. I just really hope that as they're doing their investigation, that they really go in depth and they honestly make sure that they do it in the will of justice, because a life or two did get taken by this mistake. Because allegedly, when he shot the gun, he killed 2 people. From what I heard, it's 2 people. It might have been 3. A lot of the information is still allegedly, because they're not really putting out everything right now. They're not really telling, they're not telling you everything. And honestly, they never do. To be real, it's like a lot of stuff is being covered up right now. And we were watching CNN, and well, I was at work watching CNN. I don't normally watch TV, I'm gonna be real, because I really don't like the way that they introduce things to us on the news. And I could care less, to be honest. So I might peek in every now and then when I'm at work. But so they had asked this woman on there, and disclosing her name, I really don't care, because she pissed me off because she was talking sideways. So when they asked her, basically pertaining the situation, you know, whose fault is it? How does she feel about the situation? She wanted to go left. Like, do you feel like it was this person's fault? Here's my thing. If I ask you a yes or no question, baby, don't talk in circles around me. Do not fucking talk in circles around me. And then do not make it seem like the question that I'm asking is an unnecessary question to be asked. If you do not want to answer questions, just say you don't know. Or just say that legally you can't disclose such information. But don't get up there and talk around in circles, because a person like me, that's not the fuck I want to hear. I either want to hear yes or no, because this is your personal opinion. Like, from the information that me and you both saw, what is your opinion? Like, what do you believe happened? And bullshit, just bullshit about a lot of things. And that's another reason why I really don't watch none of that stuff. But for me, I'm just really concerned about the mental state of Alec Baldwin, because I don't know if he has, you know, killed someone in real life before. So I'm just concerned about his well-being, because killing somebody purposely, I mean, that's intentional, but you accidentally shooting someone and not even being able to comprehend at that moment that that's what's going on. Because I'm pretty sure that this was supposed to be a scene where he was supposed to shoot multiple shots. And it's kind of like, well, damn, now we have to shut the whole production down for an investigation. And now my guy has to hide away from the media right now. So all of these reporters won't be asking him a whole lot of questions, because that's a lot of pressure on one person. I don't care how long you've been acting. I don't care how long you've been real tight clip into the game. When certain things happen, it is a lot of pressure on you as a person, because I mean, fame and fortune is not all that a lot of these celebrities are putting out, to be honest. A lot of them are acting within the life that they have because it's stressful. It is absolutely stressful to keep up this persona of being famous, because everybody has something to say about you. Everybody has an opinion about what you do and everything. And then you have other people that are controlling your life. Like, you can't take a shit without having to tell somebody that you gotta go to the bathroom. And depending on how famous you are, you might have somebody that'll wipe it for you. TMI, but I'm just saying, you know. But these people really don't have no breathing room to be regular people anymore. And that's a lot of pressure. Which, I wish Alec Baldwin and his peers the best with this situation. And I really hope that justice is served in the right direction to whom it needs to be served to, because somebody needs to answer for that. A mistake like that should never happen, and there needs to be rules and other things put in force and requirements that should be followed to prevent this in the future. Honestly, y'all be safe in these streets. Have a great day.